The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, if you're thinking of a winter sunbreak, Cancun is a sunny option in the Caribbean, and it's Aer Lingus's newest route out of Dublin. Paul O'Connell, a travel editor with the Irish Independent, is just back and he's with us now. Paul, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. The Caribbean, it really is the Caribbean, even though it's kind of close enough to America.
Yeah, it's right below Florida, beside Cuba. This is Cancun is on the Yucatan Peninsula, so it's basically the bit of Mexico you look at on the map that sticks out.
Yeah,
and it's a 10-hour flight going over, 8.5 hours coming back, so longer than you, twice the length of a flight to get to the Canaries, which would be people's typical winter sunbreak at this time of year. But it's a lot to be said for winter sun. Let me tell you, getting a bit of vitamin D and the mood lifting and all that. I'm someone who loves a bit of that. If I can get it through the winter, it can be a bit of a dirge, as you know. The setup here, basically, it's fascinating to read about how Cancun developed. But basically, this was a jungle until the late 1960s, and the Mexican government decided, let's build a mass tourism resort. And they started off by, giving 7 or 8 hotels the capital to get going, to take the risk. And literally, it grew from there. There are hundreds of hotels today. Cancun had, I think I read somewhere, 3 residents in the early 70s. Today has over 1 million. It's not really the real Mexico, whatever that may be. But there's a plus and a con to that.
Okay,
it's also a safe
introduction. Do you get a sense of Mexico when you're there?
Yeah, you do get a sense of it. And particularly as you go a little bit further south from Cancun to, say, Tulum, where there are Mayan ruins. And I did a tour of the ruins there with a local company, a Mexican guide who was really into his culture, was teaching us some words from the Mayan language. You'll find tacos, quesadillas, little, elements of Mexican food. But this is... and also you'll see there's a theme park called Ixcaré, which is big on, it has a combination of a zoo, activities and costumed shows that show you the visual culture of Mexico and so on. So you will have a gentle introduction. It's mainly resorts and they are mainly gated and they are mainly all inclusive. So if you've ever been to somewhere like Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, you can picture that this hugely valuable swathe of real estate along the Caribbean coast is blocked up by these enormous resorts. You drive in, you stop at a security gate, you check in, and you can basically stay there if you want with the beach, with the pools.
And never see anything else.
You could do that, yeah, and you eat the buffets. And like a cruise ship, there are specialty restaurants. Now, they're all priced in, and we'll get to the prices in a minute, but it is good value for price. It was set up, if you can, I suppose, picture it, for a North American market who wanted to fly down for sunbreaks.
And you've been to America, of course, loads of times. Pricing, for a pint or whatever it is compared to America.
Well, that's a good question, because you're not really going out for a pint. You're going to be getting the pint in the hotel bar, which you have already paid for as an all-inclusive package. Now, I did go to Cancun to the resort and had a little walk around, and to go and get a beer or a pina colada or a tequila or whatever it may be, it's cheaper than the States, but because it's a resort, it's more expensive than you'll pay in the rest of Mexico. Yeah. Now, it depends where you're going. Like, it's picture, what would I call the sort of resort area? One part of it had this mall with brands like Prada and Balenciaga and all the rest of it. A couple of hundred yards down the street, I was being offered weed. Someone walking behind me whispering that. And there was Coco Bongo Club and there was a beach party going on the beach. So it's a resort.
I mean, what I think of when I think of Cancun, never been there, is a spring break.
Oh, totally.
Hordes of American students going down to Cancun.
Yeah, and that happens in late March, early April. So you might want to have a word with your travel agent when you're booking about that, and which, like, you may well be into it, but you may also want to avoid it. So obviously you could give it a swerve, or you could just go to a different resort. The route with Aer Lingus runs to April 29th. So it's very much a winter sunbreak. And in summer, the temperatures around Cancun get into the 40s. So it can get quite forbidding at that time of year. I think it's really best to look at it off season.
Now, things that might be hazardous, what's the sea like? I mean, is it choppy or is it Pacific? In other words,
that's a good question.
And what about seaweed?
Yeah, I'm a swimmer. I love the sea. It's really important to me. Before I go, I will really research, is it safe to swim? Is it rocky? Is it clear? Is it wavy? So it depends where you are along the coast. The famous hotel zone in Cancun has this beach that it could be on the cover of a holiday brochure, and obviously is, but it's just this turquoise colour, this white sand between your toes that you just feel like you're in paradise when you're out on it. Now, it does have waves. You mightn't be comfy in waves. There, you know, some of them would be strong enough to give you a wobble on your feet. And you, as the further south you go, I noticed that there was a buildup of seaweed. This is something due to climate change that the area has an issue with. The resorts do manage it and they do take it away, but you will see it, and you will be sort of find bits of it in the water and clumps of it on the beach. And if you go to a beach that isn't managed, or isn't, you know, heavily populated, you will see a build-up there.
Now, what about Mexican-Irish relations? Or do they think you're American when you walk in?
Oh, no, that's a good... That's I loved this. You almost... It was one of these places where when you opened your mouth and started to speak or revealed yourself as Irish, the kind of the smile widened.
Okay.
And this is, of course, because we're so great.
But there's but also, a bit of history.
There is a bit of history. And I read about this, that I only learned it as we were, went through the couple of days there. It dates back to, believe it or not, in the Mexican-American War in the 1840s, there were a whole group of Irish soldiers who had immigrated, this is, remember, the time of the famine, to the States, but then after joining the army actually deserted and came south and fought for Mexico. And they were called the St. Patrick's Battalion, or the San Patricios. And they were seen very much by Mexicans as heroes in an hour of need. Now, whomever they were, I want to read up more about this. But it's amazing to think, isn't it? What's that? 180 years later, that it still has this little glow about it. But so it's fascinating. Now, I will say, it's a new destination for Irish people, apart from those who will have gone there in the 90s, when I think 80s and 90s, Aeroflot did a route. You need to have 6 months on your passport.
Okay.
It's like Turkey. It's like Dubai. It's one of those ones with that fiddly little rule.
They want to make sure you're going home.
Yeah, and the Mexicans do not mess around with rules and stuff. So you're allowed to bring 200 cigarettes. If you bring more, you're charged 700% tax on what you bring in. And I did see practically everyone's bag being searched as we went through, whether that was unusual or not. So, but the visa is easy. You just you get a stamp at the passport control, and you can holiday for.
So you don't apply for it before.
No,
you go.
None of that up ahead. But just make sure, take a scoot through your passport and make sure you have 6 months validity.
Now, talk to me about price and also the flights.
So the flights are Aer Lingus has one each way from 279, but I think most people will book this as a package. I did hear a colleague of mine actually who booked an Airbnb, which I thought was really intrepid. I thought as kind of myself, I had never been to Mexico, but it put the hook in me. And next time I want to go back, I want to go to the city and I want to get a bit more off the beaten track. Here's a couple of examples. Click and Go has 7 nights all inclusive at Hilton Cancun from 1949 in March. That's a week with all food, all drink at a 5-star hotel per person. Travel Suite has a sort of stepping up the luxury at the Hilton Tulum, the same deal with private transports for $2,500 per person. Others like Tour America, American Holidays, Cassidy will have other deals. The cheapest I've seen for a 4-star American Holidays from just under $1,500 per person. Flights, transfers, all-inclusive bags. So that means literally you go to the cafe in the hotel lobby, say, I'd like an Americano, or you go to the bar and say, I'll have a house tequila, and you don't pay. It's like on a cruise ship. You've paid it all up front.
Okay.
Some people love that because it's control over the costs. You don't have to worry about the getting the money out and budgeting while you're there. Other people run a mile from it because they don't feel it's adventurous enough. Mm. It's up to you.
But can you do that kind of thing and then adventure forth?
So the best way to do
on
that...
kind of day breaks and that.
Yeah, in Cancun. Now, you can rent a car, but you are going to get into, you know, once you get off the road connecting the resorts, you're going to get into potholes. You're going to get into, will the GPS work? You're going to get into, you know, there's lots of police checkpoints and so on. You may be up for that. You may not. But the other way to do it is day trips. So I did, probably my favourite day trip was to the cenotes, which are those famous natural pools. It's a limestone region and you have these sinkholes that you can, with this beautiful crystal clear water, you go with an adventure company, basically you pay at the gate and they'll take you to a few sinkholes and it might be $60, $70 and you'll have lunch and you'll jump in. They'll give you the life jackets if you want and you can swim around. And I love that sense of getting into the jungle.
Yeah.
You could see an iguana going through the bush. You could see, I don't know what the bird was called, but I just remember this bright red chaffinch sized bird over my shoulder. And then I just leapt into this beautiful, clear cenote. So there's that, there's the ruins I mentioned. You can go snorkeling, but just bear in mind, a lot of it is really institutionalized tourism. So you might end up with 40 people in life jackets around a fish, or you might do your research and go.
Here's a little caveat from one of our texters. Yeah. You're also allowed to bring in only one electronic item, like a phone or a tablet, more than one, and you'll be charged duty on your second device. In other words, they're afraid of people bringing in stuff to sell.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I didn't get checked. I brought my laptop and my phone.
Okay.
So I didn't know that, but I'll look into that. Good tip.
Very good. Paulo Canela, travel editor with The Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.